AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Rescues and evacuations. That's what's going on in Texas and Oklahoma after storms led to flooding overnight. Rain pushed the Blanco River to a record level in the San Antonio area. Here's Storm Prediction Center's Robert Hart.
The Blanco River in that area is out of its banks, and bridges are being washed away, and pretty catastrophic flooding in some areas.
Authorities in Comanche and Cleveland counties in Oklahoma say some stranded residents have been rescued from their roofs or their attics. Cleveland has been calm this morning, a day after a judge acquitted a white police officer in the killings of a black man and woman. Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams were shot dead after a 100-mile-per-hour car chase. Russell's sister, Michelle, urged protesters to remain peaceful.
We have to organize and try to figure out a way to stop this from happening ever again.
She says God will make the ultimate judgment in the case of Officer Michael Brelow. Gloria Steinem and two Nobel Peace laureates were among the women activists who crossed the DMZ, the dividing line between North and South Korea. They wanted to walk, but they were told they could not. Too dangerous. They were allowed to take a bus across the dividing line. Why do this at all?
We call for the official end of the Korean War.
Lema Gobawi is a Nobel Prize winner who was in that group that crossed the line. The Koreas have remained divided since the 1950 to 53 Korean War ended in an armistice, not a peace treaty. The Saudis say Islamic militants were behind the murderous attack on a Shiite mosque in Saudi Arabia on Friday. 21 people killed. The Saudi king is promising punishment. This is AP Radio News. What if you could take your dog to the restaurant with you? Our Julie Walker says New York is considering letting doggies eat out. I mean, really out. Open-air restaurants.
Dog lovers and restaurateurs say the proposal would safely accommodate people who want to dine out with man's best friend in places from Manhattan sidewalk cafes to rural ice cream stands. But a statewide health officials group is against it, and at least one lawmaker is raising questions. And some restaurant goers fear an onslaught of begging, barking, biting, and other doggy don'ts. Julie Walker, New York.
Calling California's traffic court system a hellhole of desperation for the poor, Governor Jerry Brown is proposing an amnesty program for residents who can't afford to pay off those spiraling fines and penalties that have resulted in almost 5 million driver's license suspensions since 2006. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.